Welcome to Evolution Revolution, alive, still alive, live from Kootenai Lake. This is DJ Damaru, going through COVID. I won't be speaking a lot today because my head is really spinny. I've been my fifth day of COVID, so going through it gently. We'll mostly be listening to some fun music, and I might end up saying stuff here and there, but for the most part, enjoy the show, and yeah, don't worry, COVID is not too harsh, it just takes some time. Alright, thank you, we'll be listening to Overstand. The album is Overstand, it's a collective with Farah, Nita, and Rejoicer. You're listening to Evolution Revolution with DJ Damaru, live from Kootenay Lake. We just heard the band before this song was Paris, and then this one was the band or the musician called Oshus, and the song was called Peak 5. You're listening to Anon Radio, hosted by SDF. Feel free to come in the calm. It's pretty calm right now. The chat. It's my 16th live show. I couldn't miss that. I had to get out of bed and roll out and come and have a show with you guys. I don't have a lot to say today as I am going through COVID and feeling better by the minute. We'll continue in music for most of the morning. And this artist called Biosphere, it's his new album on bleep.com from the album Shortwave Memory, and the song is called Infinium. You're listening to DJ Damaru with Evolution Revolution. Today I will not be talking a lot, but I wanted to check in about some things that I always find interesting in this world. This show is called, one show that my partner listened to is called Mysterious Universe, and the Mysterious Universe is a podcast with these two hilarious dudes looking at the most the weirdest stuff happening in the world, and they do some research about it, they read books about it. And the last show that I listened was about remote viewing. I might have mentioned that in the past. I've been looking into out-of-body experience with a very cautious eye. I always found that out-of-body experience sounded a little bit hoodoo voodoo, a bit new-age-ish, and I never really gave any attention to it, really. I was just like, oh yeah, I hear people doing that, and sounds fun. But for the last few months, I've been researching about it all, and I researched about this guy who wrote a book. I can't remember his name right now, but and he was really pragmatic about it, and I was like, well, that's really interesting. And then I talked to a friend of mine about, hey, you know, out-of-body experience, and my friend was saying, yes, my dad was actually hired by the military to do remote viewing. I was like, what? Remote viewing? The army? And then yesterday in that podcast of Mysterious Universe, they talked about this company who were doing remote viewing, and that even the FBI would hire them to do some of their work. And it really kind of made me kind of stop about, okay, well, if it exists, you know, is that a long, you know, something that happened a long time ago? And on that podcast from Mysterious Universe, they were saying that this is stuff that happened, you know, early 2000. So remote viewing is a technique that exists, and that the FBI would even hire people to do. So it's well known, I assume, or accepted. And it made me think that there's a lot of stuff that our human mind, our human body can do, and that is globally accepted, or at least, you know, they profit about it. And yeah, if human can do remote viewing, like, it sounds like it's a thing, and that, you know, this is kind of crazy. For me, it's one of these things. There's few news in the world, or few points that I always kind of struggle to not make a bigger deal about it. For example, about 2-3 years ago, this research came about that we don't have, or it was about the United States, but as a Canadian, I feel quite close to the political system. So anyway, the research was about proving that the United States is not under democracy anymore, but under an oligarchy. And it was a very simple research paper, to the point that I could read through it and being like, yeah, that makes sense. So the professor, the researcher, went and looked at 10 or 15 years of all the bylaws and the laws and everything that changed in politics, and looked at why, you know, who made that decision of changing it, and realizing that 95+ percent of all the changes in politics were made through a very small handful of corporation lobbying for these changes to happen. Now, I'm oversimplifying the whole thing, but that was kind of the foundation or the basis of the research. And by the end of the paper, they argue that, you know, we're not in a democracy anymore. Voting doesn't change anything, and how the laws are decided, how how things are decided in politics, but a very small group. So that's what's called an oligarchy, however you pronounce it, that the very small group of people decide for the rest of the population. So not like autocracy, where the person in charge keep deciding for the whole group, but having a very small elite of people who has the most money being in charge. And I wrote about it and I talked to people about it, and people are like, yeah, of course, yeah, you know, we are in a oligarchy, and so what? You know, who are you going to vote for next year? Or, you know, are you pro conservator or liberal? And I was like, well, it doesn't matter anymore. Like, politics, if we are living in oligarchy, it doesn't matter anymore. Anyway, so that's just, you know, some of these ideas that are thrown out there that are accepted. I feel that it should change a lot more how we perceive reality. Similarly, when I read the research about the Japanese scientist that looked at water molecules and saw how water molecules, actually the crystals in them, will change depending on the emotions or the words and things like that. So that, you know, they put a jar of water and people, you know, express love toward that jar of water, then the water molecules actually, you know, rearrange in a different pattern. And how, you know, new age funny type of reality that is. But if, you know, if the scientist proved that this is working like that, then everything that is water actually get influenced by our mind. And as a yogi, studying of yoga and meditation, understanding that water actually is affected by the mind has a tremendous amount of implication. So these are just two examples of stuff that I've read in the news that made me kind of like, wow, you know, reality is a lot different than how we perceive it. And sorry, I'm still a little sick here. And yesterday, listening to that podcast where remote viewing was not only, you know, accepted and explained, and somebody wrote a book about it, and that the FBI even hired people to do remote viewing. I'm like, well, this is big. Like, that means that us as human could actually remote, you know, get out of our body and go and travel the world and do crazy stuff. And more on that after the next song from the artist Brain Walzer. listening to DJ Damaru with the show Evolution Revolution live from Kootenai Lake, still alive. And today it's a pretty relaxed day. I'm just healing from COVID and chatting a little randomly about life and stuff. Was just talking about Mysterious Universe. They have a podcast that yesterday I listened to a podcast that they talked about remote viewing. And for me, if we are able to remote viewing, and if it's an accepted technique, I don't know if it's scientifically tested or something, but in their podcast, they were talking about how the FBI would hire a company to do so because that they know it's working. And talking to a friend of mine a few weeks ago, telling me that his father was doing remote viewing for the army back then. Sounds like it's a something that's true, that's accepted. So for me, this is a big deal to realize that this is happening, you know, and that it's one of the power of the human mind and the human body and ourselves. So that means that we could get there if we wanted to. Reflecting about that, one way to come out of your body in the out-of-body experience is really to have a calm mind. So this is kind of the first step into the process, is to calm your mind through relaxation, through meditation, and other things like that. And lying down in my bed the other night, I was just like looking into all the stuff that happened on social network, everything that happens, you know, in the news and things like that. And I was realizing how our society, our culture is not helping us relax and meditate. And sometimes I'm even wondering if society is actually really happy to keep us not evolving, you know, not being able to get out of our body and traveling around the world and meeting other people and things like that. Anyway, more on that, the more I research, the more on that I'll let you know what I find out about this. Let's continue in music for a while. Next song will be with Chapelier Fou, La Vie de Cocagne. Thank you. You're listening to DJ Damaru, Evolution Revolution, live from Kootenay Lake on Anon Radio, hosted on sdf.org. Today, you're listening to random rambling from a sick man, so I will not keep on talking too much today. We'll listen to a few more tracks. We heard Chapelier Fou just before this song. The latest song was from the artist Dataset. The song was called Gong Zalensender. And yeah, keep on evolving, keep on calming your mind, meditating, moving on, changing the world. Maybe through evolution, we'll be able to bring about some sort of a revolution. We'll listen to a few more tracks today from the artist Floating Point. The album is Reflection from Mojave Desert.